welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer, and we know you have a lot of questions about retirement. Here's the deal. This fall, around 4 million older workers will have left the workforce. So if this is you and the pandemic and the turmoil has you on retirement's doorstep, you might be asking, what do I do now? Eric has some really good ideas for you. Here's his phone number, 800-454-1184. Again, it's an 800 number, 454-1184. As you're out and about, you'll hear us talk about the blueprint to worry-less wealth. And getting this blueprint is something that can help you plan out your retirement. It is complimentary from Eric. He's offering this to you today to get on his calendar, 800-454-1184. You can also find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, hello to you.
Well, good to hear from you again, Luann. And, you know, this time frame, of course, is a little crazy with, what used to be one of my favorite holidays, Halloween. But, not quite the same thing this year,
no.
Of course, which that's not so good. But, the biggest thing is all the dumb, annoying election ads are almost over.
Exactly. I'm so right? with you. Yes.
Hopefully the mail will calm down and, we can go back to normal TV and radio and other things. And, at least we'll know what direction, things are heading in. And one of the things that we actually did last week, actually, in my office and online, was we actually had a great webinar about how this election can affect your finances, and more importantly, what should you be doing and what should you not be doing. And obviously there's a lot less time left than when we did it. And so, if that's something that's concerning you, that's one of the things we'll do is we'll have their website adjusted here to have that link just right up top on wealthcreatorradio.com, and it'll be the election one. And so, I would say if somebody wants to learn a little bit more about that, I mean, that webinar, by the way, was almost an hour long, so we can't really quite do it here on today's show for sure. And we already had some other stuff that we had planned to talk about. So, that's one of the big things I would say is right now is, knowing about what you should and shouldn't do and what actions you should do, because, there's going to be some volatility. There's going to be some surprise, right? Because mm-hmm. half the country will probably be happy. Half the country probably won't be as happy. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I would say for right now, that'd be one of the big things to be thinking about.
So, Eric, if someone wants to call it quits early, this is a decision that should not be rushed through, right?
Ideally not to, but I actually had a client send me a change of address, and I'm like, huh?
Oh, no.
And they decided to list their house because they're like, we're working from home. We were going to retire in a year or two, and why do we need to be in our big house? Why don't we find our place where we want to retire now? And they listed their house, and it sold that day, and with a 7-day close.
Oh, my gosh.
They never even had time to tell me that this was all happening. And and so, now they're down south, and, he's going to still work, so he's not really left the workforce, I guess. And I've got another one who is very similar. They, in August, that one was a little bit more planned out, but they'd sold their place. And again, they would not have moved to their retirement location unless it had been for COVID.
Yeah.
And COVID, ironically, was a good thing for them because they were able to move and he can still work. And now they're in their house where they wanted to be. So, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be doing that. Again, you always have to have a plan, right? Mm. So that's, I think, the scariest thing is if you just try to just jump at it and then how much do you need a month and where is that money going to come from and how's it going to be coming out? And I mean, at least for the clients I had that have done these types of actions, they already had a plan. So now it's more just adjusting the plan to the timing and so forth. But, if you're just going to jump out and go for it and then all of a sudden, you find out 5-10 years later that you've been spending too much money and you're running out of money, that's not the time to find out that, you do not want to have that happen to you.
Right. But, Eric, even before the pandemic hit, retirement surveys were indicating that a lot of retirees said they had to quit working because of factors outside of their control. So walk us through some of the steps we should take if that happens to us.
Yeah, obviously that's a little tougher, right? So if there's medical condition or you lose your job and supposedly there's not age discrimination, but yeah, that's BS. There's a lot of age discrimination, especially mm-hmm. in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And, so that's one of the things that you really need to really understand and just start going, okay, well, this kind of sucks. The situation is not good, right? Usually when you get all of a sudden unexpectedly in there and, you have to, accept it, right? And see if you can change it. But if not, you have to have a plan. So, I would see, okay, where your assets are, where's the income sources that going to be, how can you start turning those assets into income? Because like right now, of course, we've had a lot of growth in a lot of the tech shares and other things, but most of those are things that don't pay dividends. And if they don't pay you a dividend, then there's no income. If there's no income, well, how do you get a check every month, right? Yeah. You have to sell stuff. And now you're really, really dependent on how well the market's doing the day you sell. It's not, how well did it do this year? No, it's how much did it was, how good was it the day my, auto deduction came out for my, my new paycheck that comes from my IRAs or retirement plan. And that's a very, very big difference. And so really what we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually help people figure this out. And, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, we've got the webinar there that's talking about the election. So that's something, people can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and listen to that. But probably more importantly is really just having a plan, having that plan to say, if this happens or this happens under all circumstances, here's how things are going to go. Now, to be honest, I did not have a pandemic option in that plan before, so that will be there from here on out. But I was never trained on that either. So
that's funny.
So that's one of the things that we do is first come up with that written income plan. So that tells you how much money you can take out, how much money after taxes you're going to have after all the different tax classifications from Social Security, IRA, regular money, Roth, all those types of things. Then how is the money invested? What risk level? How is it going to pay out income? What's the tax ramifications? Right now we're at one of those tax brackets we've ever been. So what should you be doing now for taxes? And then look at healthcare options, especially if you're retired or forced into retirement pre-65. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your money? Is it in the right spots? Is the beneficiaries right? All those things. So, that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. And it's something that's really super critical for people to have, and it's something that we can help you with. So if you wanted to take action on that plan and get your own plan set up, the easiest way to start that is just to have a 15 to 30 minute phone call with me, and we can do it on the phone or in Zoom, either way. Just give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, you can text us or leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with lots more.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric, we've come to the time in our show where you tell us a story, some type of a financial failure. And of course, we do this so that we can learn from people who've had struggles in the past. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's actually back to the good old roaring 90s. And so I've got a friend who's a fellow financial advisor down in Southern California, and he was telling me the story about, he had this guy come in and he just said, "No, your strategies are too boring. You know, they're not exciting enough. You know, I've got $1 million here and I'm always making money. So I don't know why I even came to talk to you and all this stuff." And so he's like, "Whatever, you know, and well, enjoy, you know, what you're doing on your own and, you know, keep it up, I guess." And, you know, and the gentleman had $1 million saved up, and his goal was to take out $50,000 a year. And which, you know, that's usually fairly doable long term. Well, 3 years later, so after the dot-com bust and 9/11 and all that stuff, this guy actually called him up and came into his office again and said, "Can you help me?" He remembered him coming in before saying how he was doing all this great investing and all this. He's like, well, what happened? And he took out the $50,000, for the 3 years. And his balance now was $450,000. He'd lost half of his money. And now taking out $50,000 on $450,000, I mean, that's more than, 10% of your money. That's not sustainable. And so he was wondering, is there a way to help him, and is there anything he can do? And of course, the answer was that was 3 years ago. you should have done something, and protected part of it. And I always think about that, just because if there's times when some stuff are just shooting up and going crazy, and there's a lot of difference. It's really hard to sometimes tell the difference between skill and luck. And typically with investing, sadly enough, it's usually luck more than skill. So a lot of times people think that they're doing great. They think they know it all. They think they're going to, time it all perfect. And then, life happens, things change. And then guess what? You don't have that money anymore. So yeah, it's really critical to have a plan that works in all situations, not just the good ones.
You can certainly give Eric a call. He's offering you his time. 800-454-1184 is the number that you may call to set up a discovery visit with Eric. So take advantage of this time to go in and talk to Eric about your own questions if you have something different than what we've been talking about. He can put you on that guide to a blueprint to worryless wealth, which he's offering to you today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio, and we're so glad you joined us today. We all know that technology is a dominant force in our lives. I love that we can do our shopping online. I love that we can do our banking online, which mostly my husband does, but just at the touch of a finger, we even carry our smartphones around and we can order things off of our phones. So it's pretty cool. But might we soon be hearing this as we start our retirement planning?
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Oh my goodness, that's the robot antagonist HAL 9000 from the classic film 2001 A Space Odyssey. But all joking aside, robo-advisors have honestly started popping up more. Of course, the first being released in 2014, which actually surprises me. I thought it would be a lot sooner than that. But Eric, why don't you explain to us what a robo-advisor is?
Well, it's just basically an algorithm, a computer model that says, here, this is how we're going to invest. We're moving the money around. There's no real human. You just go online, pick whichever Happy Meal you want, in essence. I mean, what level of risk do you want? And, they're going to have a couple different flavors to pick from. And then they put you into that model. And, it's low cost. It works when things are going up. There's usually doesn't work quite as well when things are going down. And there's a lot of things it won't do for you. But if you're just looking for pure money management, that's a way to go.
Allowing phone apps and these algorithms to help us plan our lives is actually becoming very prevalent. We get our directions online from our phones. We actually can monitor our physical fitness, by wearing those different apps. So why shouldn't we also consider a robo-advisor for our retirements? What would be some of the pros?
Well, I mean, the main thing is cost. I mean, actually, it's probably the only thing is cost.
So,
so really, they don't need to be fed, and there's no other things. Really, all they have to do is make enough money to pay for the website, right? And pay for the people running the websites. And so, on that side of things, they are a lot better because they've lowered the cost of investing. And so, for some people, they can be a good way. I mean, especially if you have less money and you're just starting out. you know, there's not a bad, it's not a bad way to go, because at least you know you're going to get some money moved around, and it's going to be diversified, and you know, so it's not a bad thing in essence, but you know, again, it's not going to help you with a lot of other things, right? They're only going to do that one thing. I mean, it's, you know, you program a, you know, something to do something, and that's all it's going to do. It's not going to create new things to do.
So the cons, what are the cons to using a robo-advisor for retirement?
Well, especially for retirement, is I haven't seen any that have any really great ways to solve the complexity of how to withdraw money in retirement. Building up money, accumulating money, that's actually really simple math. It's very easy math. Withdrawing money, when you have to throw in the into consideration, are you withdrawing from a Roth? Are you withdrawing from a taxable account, from IRA, 401k? So what's the tax ramifications of that withdrawal? What's the tax ramifications of the dividends and interest? Is that, you know, is that something, again, in what tax type of account is it? Is it a Roth or traditional stuff? And is it putting off passive income? Is it, you know, doing a lot of capital gains? Is it offset other things, or where should this money be coming from? You know, all that stuff gets to be a lot more complicated, because you have to know about your tax situation. Things change year to year. You know, if you're getting Social Security, how's that going to affect the taxes on the withdrawals from here? You know, there's all these other things that really, really are tough to play out. And again, these things are all 100%, you know, market investments. So there is zero security with those. So there is going to be no lifetime income guarantee. There's going to be no pension for anything. All these assets, by definition, have to be stuff that a computer can easily trade. So if there's some great investments out there that are paying you, you know, 6%, you know, ongoing, and, you know, have very great tax benefits, but aren't liquid and aren't tradable, they're not going to have you in those types of investments. So there's going to be a lot of the world that's going to be missing. Again, it's kind of like going to, walking into a Toyota dealership saying, I want to buy a Ford truck. You know, they're going to show you probably a Toyota truck, would be my guess. They're probably not going to call up Ford and say, oh, here, we're going to drive a customer down there. You know, they're not going to do that, right? They're there to sell Toyotas. And if you're a robo-advisor and your website just to manage money, they're only going to do is managing money really on an accumulation focus, but not on a distribution focus. And again, it's going to be all 100% invested. So again, you know, how much risk are you taking? You know, is there a way to know that? Well, yeah, one of the things you can do is you can actually do a portfolio analysis and say, okay, hey, Eric, you know, can you tell me what level of risk do I have? If another 08 happens, what's going to go on with my portfolio? If a great year like 2013 happens, what's going to happen with it? And in between, you know, where should that money be? Those are critical things to know before things go bad, right? You want to know that, you know, what's the worst case and the best case scenario before they occur. And then you also want to know, what are the things am I missing? What are the things that I haven't even thought about? I mean, you know, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you you don't know that, right? So if you want to take some time and really learn about what should you be doing today and what changes should you be making and how do I get to that blueprint to worry less wealth so that way I don't have to worry about my money, well, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and we can go over what your situation is and see if you want to do the planning or not. But again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So who's winning the battle between machines and mankind? Don't go anywhere.
I'll be back.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. That's the word visit to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't you like to worry less in retirement? That's Eric's goal for you. So you probably remember the movie The Terminator, about a futuristic war waged between machines and mankind. And the robots were named Terminators, which makes you think there's no way the humans could have ever won, right? However, this so-called battle between robo-advisors and the human financial advisors that we're talking about today does appear that the humans might be winning. According to a recent NerdWallet survey, 2,000 Americans were asked how they manage their investments. About 1,200 of them actually had investment accounts, and they were asked how they feel about using a human financial advisor versus a robo-advisor. So, Eric, tell us some of the things, the key findings in that survey.
Well, yeah, robo-advisors were definitely less popular. About 44% of investors were using a financial advisor, and only about 15 were using that robo-advisor to run them. And of course, the rest were doing it on their own. Mm-hmm. Confidence is a lot higher with human advisors, where, 51% of the people said they were very confident with their financial advisor, with only about 34% being confident in the website or, robo-advisor, whatever you want to call it.
Right. And another key finding is, what we've talked about is that human contact is just a really good point for people who do not use those robo-advisors. So if you could, Eric, talk about the importance of having that personal touch when you're making decisions and helping someone with their retirement.
Well, I mean, if we were truly just robots, I think the robo-advisors would be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't do any, dumb mistakes. We wouldn't overspend in retirement. We wouldn't buy stuff we don't need. But, there's a lot of stuff that we would not do. And then, of course, we would also have rational tax laws. We wouldn't have the tax laws changing all the time. Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have, a lot of the stuff that actually does end up happening. Probably would not be happening. But really, once you have that human touch, you kind of go, okay, well, how much are you really spending per month? I mean, that to me is the single-handedly biggest number that nobody can ever tell me the truth on. It's not that they're lying. It's just, they can't handle the truth as a,
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, said it one time so well, right? They just, people spend what they make. And you're used to spending it. And so if you plan something in some computer program and it's an unrealistic number, it's going to give you the correct numbers for that unrealistic situation, which is then not going to turn out well. Right. Mm-hmm. So really, that's the part that, I think that the computers and the websites can't really get right. And then also they don't know how to do all the tax planning around that. How, which money should you be taking from where, what timing, how do you lower your taxes over your lifetime? One of the most ridiculous things is asking a CPA or a tax person, how do I lower my tax this year? It should be always, how do I lower my tax for the rest of my life? And again, if you ask the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. And most people are asking the wrong questions. So the robo stuff may tell you one simple thing, but they're not going to look at this other stuff down the road and how it's going to all play out. So, I think that's probably why they're never going to be the way to the full solution. They could handle some investment management, but overall planning, definitely, it's not going to be something that's going to be probably possible. So I would really steer clear of those people and really focus on somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means they have to look out for you. And again, if that's something you want to look at and you want to get that second opinion, that's one of the things we can do. We've been waiving the planning fee for radio listeners. So if you want to set up a time, we can do a phone call, find out about your situation. And then if you want us to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, no cost, no obligation, we'll go ahead and go through that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, show you the plan you have now. You may not even know what it is, but we'll show you. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things that may need to be changed. Then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do that on your own. But at least you're going to get that critical information that you really need to have. So Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. So we're talking right now about the difference between using a robo-advisor or a human advisor, a real person. And the thing I keep hearing about robo-advisors, Eric, is their ability to help with that investment management because, you know, they have that algorithm that they can use and kind of make those decisions on. But we know in talking to you that retirement is so much more than investment. So can you explain all the other factors that go into retirement planning?
Probably the biggest one, like I said earlier, there was, you know, how much spending, you know, what is your spending need going to be in retirement? Figuring out that, you know, are you including vacations and fun in that? You know, are those realistic assumptions? I mean, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I mean, 28, you know, so far, but, you know, almost 30 years. I've seen hundreds of people retire. I know what they do that's smart and what they do that's not so smart. Something that you can't very easily program, you know, unfortunately. And so, you know, those are the things I can, you know, show people is like, oh no, these are, you're missing this or you're missing that. I mean, I had somebody who was like, oh yeah, my husband, she's already stopped working and, you know, my husband may stop working now and she paid off her house. And so she lives pretty simply. She's like, oh, I only need about $3,000 a month to live on. And I'm like, you're not even counting for health insurance.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, and it's like, hold it, you know, that's about another $1,000 a month. Well, on a $3,000 a month budget, you know, that's a big difference. And so, you know, so there's things that the robots and the web pages may not necessarily account for. And then again, like I was saying before about taxes, I mean, taxes in retirement are crazy. They are so much more complicated. Nobody believes me until the first year after they've retired and they do their tax return. And then pretty much everybody comes back to me and says, wow, now I know what you're talking about. And so the reason why they're so complicated is when you're working, you just get a W-2 and, you know, whatever other interest things you have, and you just do your tax return. There's not much choice to do. When you're retired, you've got all these different pots of money, right? You've got the taxable, you know, bucket of money. You got the tax deferred, tax free, regular dollars. And which one you take money from is going to create how your taxes are structured. Well, that is something that I have not seen any web page do yet and any robo-advisor, you know, really help people with. So, and that is critical information, because if you screw that up, you could be paying way more tax and that loses a lot of return. So even if that robo-advisor did a great job, if you're paying 10 or 15% more tax because you're doing things wrong, well, there goes most of that return, right?
Right. So true. So how do you help your clients create a plan that's designed to address all these different factors?
Well, you know, it's again about having a plan. So that's the biggest thing, right? You know, that four-letter word, plan. And yeah, so really what we do is first and foremost, we create that income plan. So we look at everything in there, inflation, taxes, all the stuff, how each type of money is taxed differently, when you're going to take money from which and so forth. You know, do you have some lifetime income? Most of us don't have pensions. So we can often help people get some sort of guaranteed lifetime income, because there's so many studies that say that's the only way you're going to be able to survive in retirement is have some sort of lifetime payout of money. And so that's gotten to be bigger and bigger. And then we look at the investments, look at, you know, taxes, look at healthcare, legacy, all those things. And once we have that all in a cohesive plan, it's very easy to account for all these situations, good and bad and in between, and know we're going to be okay and know that you're going to be able to retire with worry less wealth. I mean, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. We can set up a time to talk. No cost, no obligation right now for any radio listeners. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So what do you remember about 1990? Well, we had the Gulf War. We had Nelson Mandela released from prison. I remember that. NASA launching the Hubble telescope into space. Do you remember that? Or maybe your mind goes to pop culture, like The Simpsons first appearing on television, or some popular movies like Ghost, Dances with Wolves, Pretty Woman, or Home Alone. Whatever comes to mind for you when you think of 1990, that's where we're going to go right now in our Wealth Creator Radio time machine. So, Eric, what do you remember about 1990?
Well, for me, actually, I was still at Santa Clara University to get my finance degree, but I was working at a bank at the time. And, I actually remember, just thinking that bank savings accounts always paid 5%. And in fact, you could get a CD at the bank for around 8%.
Yeah. I mean, those were so good back then. And now we're at, what, point something?
Yeah, if even.
But
yeah, I just literally had a client get a renewal notice of 0.0.
Seriously?
Yeah, for a CD, and she was going to have a penalty for early withdrawal. Get that out of there for sure.
Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of other CDs, it would cost you around $12 or $15 to buy a compact disc at the record store, and perhaps you were buying a CD so you could listen to this song over and over again. Ice Ice Baby was released on August 22nd, 1990. Number one hit in the United States Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it was certified platinum. And I bet you anything, with you being in college, you liked that song, Eric, right?
Well, so in college, I actually, I was always a little bit entrepreneurial. So we had we like to call it the Quake House near Santa Clara University, and mainly because if you went to the middle of our house, then to the from one side of the right to left, right from the middle over, the house was so off its foundation that the sliding glass door would start to close by itself and then just slam shut. You didn't have to touch it because everything was so crooked. And
that's funny.
But we had a huge basement, so we actually would rent it out to the crew team for rowing team, and they would throw parties, and we would I'd DJ a little bit of it and stuff. And
I love it.
We had two bars downstairs, and we won't ask if we asked for IDs or anything like that, but we were just hosting the party, though they were running it. But it was actually a good way to make a little bit extra money.
Heck yeah.
And have a party. So, yep, that was kind of like what we were doing then, and obviously listening to some of that music there for sure.
Playing Ice Ice Baby, I remember. That was kind of a tough one to dance to, but I so remember that music. But one thing that we haven't really mentioned yet is that there was a recession in 1990. It wasn't very long, lasted about 8 months, but it was a sluggish recovery from job losses. So tell us about a couple of things that led to that recession, Eric.
Well, I mean, a lot of things are always the similar, right? I mean, things go up one way and get too heated up, and then they cool down. And, and so that's why, anytime you're in some sort of recession like we're in right now, you have to figure out, okay, what are some opportunities, right? There's always some good opportunities to do stuff. And obviously this year has been a little little bit probably more bizarre than most, recessions, just because of the fact that this one was very dictated on, working from home and all those types of things. So obviously high tech has been a little bit more focused and such. And, but the other thing is, that just shows you have to have that emergency money. You have to have that backup plan. You have to have some of these things on your own. A lot of benefits that people used to get. I mean, back then you used to have pensions still, right? And, those were big. And the 401ks and IRAs were just starting to get a little bit more popular by then. But still, they had not taken over the landscape of employment. And now it's all on you. So now these recessions are a lot tougher because if you have to make sure you have a plan, you have to make sure you've got everything you need taken care of. And it wasn't quite like that back then.
No, it wasn't. And you've done this for 28 years now. You know that we're going to go through different economies and different recessions. How can we plan for things like this that could really impact our retirement?
Well, just that word you just used, plan, right? So we know recessions will hit. We know stock market booms and busts will hit. And all that stuff is kind of not the timing and what causes it is known, but we know it's going to happen, right? It's just the way the world works. So, if you've got a plan, you've built up some money that's accessible, you've built up some money that's tax deferred, you've built up some money that's ideally tax free. If you've got all that set up, then it's going to be a lot easier. And, really with our process of helping people that are mostly, that 5 to 10 to 15 year time frame away from retirement. So, if you're 50 and up and you're looking at retirement getting closer and closer than it used to be, especially back in the 90s, right? And so, then you want to have that blueprint to worry less wealth. So you can worry less about your money and worry more about your dance moves maybe or what you're going to be doing to have more fun. And so, what you want to do is have that income plan. Where are you going to get that income under all circumstances? How are you going to have that money invested? How should it start changing to make sure you can make those dollars become income dollars? And then, of course, taxes along the way. I mean, right now we are at a huge tax opportunity that I think a lot of people are wasting. So, now is the time to take some action and actually do something to save that money on taxes. And Roth conversions before the end of this year is a critical thing to be looking at. And then look at healthcare options. Obviously, that's a huge one if you get laid off or end up in some sort of recessionary time. What are your options there? And then lastly, look at the legacy issues. And so that's what we call the blueprint to worry less wealth. Right now, we're not charging a fee for it. We're actually waiving that planning fee. And so that's something, if you want to take action on that, all you have to do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call so we can find out what your concerns are. And then if you want us to do the planning and we can go through that process, we can do it. But let's just at least talk and, we can do it on the phone or in the Zoom. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Just like we're talking on this show today, Eric is here to help you with all the confusing high-risk strategies that we're bombarded with. He can explain it to you in a much easier to understand conversation, and this is complimentary. So take him up on this, give him a call, or check him out on the website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. One of the things that helped the economy recover from the recession back in 1990 was technology, emerging technology. It was on November 12th, 1990, when the concept of the World Wide Web was proposed first. And, now, I mean, you think about the World Wide Web, it has evolved so much. We can do about anything on it, including our banking, even retirement planning online. So a lot of people try to do it themselves or use one of those robo-advisors. You can just click away on the web and get some help. My question for you, Eric, is why would we not want to plan our retirement online?
Well, there's a lot of great tools that were not there, obviously, before the internet. And so they've been very helpful. The problem is a lot of these tools have to be generic in nature. They cannot be very specific. It's just too hard to customize all that planning and all those different variables. So they're not going to talk to you about should you be using an after-tax 401k. They're not going to look at your tax picture, estimate out your taxes for this year, look at how far you are to the next bracket and say, oh yeah, you should convert $12,500 to a Roth. They're not going to be able to do all those things because there's just too much planning, too much variables, and too many different situations. So, you know, they can be good for kind of like your baseline investments and such. But once you get closer to retirement, those tools really, really lag and really have a lot of problems. They're also not talking about typically any of the plays to have your money be safe. Pretty much all robo-advisors and any brokerage place, the answer to everything is stocks and bonds, stocks and bonds. Well, what if there's a cell tower investment you want to put money in that's not in the market, or a data center investment, or, you know, there's other things out there that you could be putting money into, earning great returns of 5-7% and not have as much risk? Well, they're not going to talk to you about those because those aren't scalable options. And those aren't easy options to be talking about, just in a generic sense. So, yeah, I think for some people it can be good. But once you start having more assets, and especially once you get closer to retirement, that is when it's critical to have that three types of money. You have to have not just the market money, but you need to have some foundational money, stuff that's guaranteed that will be there no matter what, that should be earning about 3-6% on average. And, that's a critical one to have, especially right now with today's low rates. And then have some steady income money. And those are things that the robo-advisors and online advice is totally devoid of. So again, that's why working with somebody like us can, really change that. If that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to really find out more about it, it's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is a certified financial planner and a chartered financial consultant here to give you solid, independent financial advice. On our show, Eric and I often discuss challenges and risks that exist in retirement. So it's time for Eric to give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles. Eric, tell us about another financial fail.
Yeah, so this one I see more and more, and it's one of those tough things. Everybody wants to always help, their family or help their kids, and then you have to start realizing that, hold it, who's going to be there to help you? I had a client who's a nurse, and she actually had a pension, which was great, right? A lifetime pension, but she has a lot of health issues and stuff, so her life expectancy probably wasn't super long, and so she was already committed to just saying, hey, let's just take the lump sum option. And so I said, well, okay, here, we can kind of recreate some of that pension by having our own, types of assets that if you don't end up, spending all the money while you're alive, your beneficiaries will still get it. So that's what she really wanted. She wanted to help her daughters. And then, of course, one of the daughters needed to something, I forgot even what it was. Then another one needed a down payment for a house, and then another one needed something else. And I mean, she only had two kids, but it kept going back and forth between the two. And to the point where she's almost spent, everything that she has. And, those daughters better be really nice to her because they're going to have to take care of her. We kept warning her, and we kind of almost had to give up on it because, it's really sad. She keeps doing that. And I had another client that was kind of doing the same thing with where she just realized, she goes, hold it, I'm just helping everybody in my family, and I'm just the one who always says yes, and now I'm starting to realize, hold it, that just because they didn't save money doesn't mean I have to live without money or have a horrible retirement. I worked really hard and saved my money. So, you know, it is one of those tough things where you want to help somebody, but, you know, you got to help yourself first, right? There's no financial aid for retirement. It's okay for your kids to have to struggle and do stuff, or your family members to have to struggle, because, you know, we all made choices. We all got to where we are as a series of choices we've made in our lives. If somebody can help you out along the way, that's great. But if it's going to hurt them more than they're going to help you, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest things that people can really mess themselves up on by being too nice and too generous, you know, in terms of helping others. So, you know, again, if that's something you want to get help with, we can help you with that. Create that blueprint to worry-less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, all wrapped into one. There's no cost or fee right now. If you want to set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call, just give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.